Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Do you wish you were in a happier state on a more regular basis? Well, today we're going to cover 3 tips on how you can do this. Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast with me, Johnny Pardo. Here to help you take control of your self-esteem and confidence. Now and then, over the last few weeks, I've really had some moments where I've just been like, not feeling so great. Maybe feeling a little bit lethargic or just not as happy as I usually am. Now, that is because I'm a human being. And sometimes we look at people and we think, wow, they're always happy. Nobody's always happy. Nobody's 100% on top of things all the time. Just some people train themselves that they can be the majority of the time. And I certainly want to be in that bracket. I'm always training myself to be in the best possible state as possible. But we're all human beings. Negative things happen in life. And great things happen in life, of course. But sometimes things can knock us back. And that's okay. But if we're consistently in a bad place, we're not as happy, we don't feel great, then we're not going to be great for others around us. We're not going to be able to progress with that career. We're not going to progress with our business idea or be that awesome entrepreneur we could be. We're just not going to get as far if we're not happy. And therefore, happiness needs to be a priority in your life. So many times through my 20s, it was a case of struggle. Then I'll get somewhere. Then I'll be happy. That's not the right way around. You need to be happy now. You need to be happy now because when you're happier, more ideas come out of your brain. You're able to be your best self and you're able to have more energy. And energy equals productivity and therefore more of a result. So you need to become happy now as much as possible. Now, I've had my challenges over, in the last year, of course, like everyone has. We've all had the coronavirus situation. We've all had different circumstances, of course, happening for us. And when I say for us, some things, when we look at them, we think, it's happening to me. But when we look at things happening for us, we can see the opportunities in things in life. So I've had things recently where I've had challenges in communications with people, a couple of challenges in social situations and family things, and I've had criticism come away. Now, these things can knock me back, of course, but I've noticed my state is really quick to bounce back into that happy and energetic place I've been. And that's because I put an awful lot of personal development into my life, and I'm constantly always trying to get in that best place. So if we let things override us, it can get us into the mindset of pushing so hard that we exhaust ourselves, and we don't want that. So here's 3 tips for you on how to be happy. The first one is look after your mind. The information you feed your mind, the questions you ask yourself are going to determine the way you will feel. So if you keep bombarding yourself with soaps, or nothing against soaps, I used to watch them, but if you keep watching soaps or things where people slag each other off, things that you don't feel great, negative news, all those kind of things, and then ask yourself questions like, oh God, why do I have to do this today? Oh, what's going to happen now? Why is everything going wrong? Guess what? Your mind is not going to be a great place because you're asking yourself, you're feeding yourself that negativity. So start asking yourself questions early on in the day, like, what's awesome about me? Or what could be awesome about today? How am I going to make today a great day? Why am I so fortunate to be alive? What have I got in my life? Those kind of questions are going to completely change the way you feel. And filling up with good information, like you're listening to this podcast in a non-biased way, of course, but there's many other good podcasts and many other great things you can listen to, and they're going to fuel your mind to make you feel good. So make sure you're doing that on a regular basis. The second point is your body. And actually, the mind and body are connected. So when you do one, work on one, it affects the other. So if you've got an exhausted mind, your body will start to get exhausted. If you've got an exhausted body, your mind can get exhausted. So make sure, and after exercise is slightly different because you're tired, but make sure you're fueling both. And when I say look after your body, if you're shoving in loads of sugary stuff, loads of bad foods that's not good for you, that makes you feel rubbish, you're not going to feel as good mentally or emotionally. Not just physically, you're not just going to put on a little bit of weight, but you're mentally going to be a bit more tired because of the energy your body's having to consume from perhaps the non-natural foods you're eating. And also, things like too much sugar can trigger off things like anxiety. And just Google it, look online, look at deficiencies of food. If you're not getting enough things like vitamin D, vitamin B12, that can affect your mood significantly. So make sure to be happy. You're getting enough food. Talk to a nutritionist. Have a look at doing a test. See what you're missing. But also take notes, take a food journal of things that might slightly trigger you off when you've had too much cake or too much chocolate. Maybe that makes you feel a bit anxious. So maybe you want to cut back a little bit. And then the third point is look at your social life. Now, I'm quite extroverted. I like being bubbly and bouncing off people. I get a lot of energy when I'm around people. And in times when I wasn't with the family, I found lockdown a little bit hard sometimes, even though I had all these Zooms and various other ways of communicating. Thanks to the wonderful world of technology, we're able to communicate. And that's going back to the mind thing. You'd be very fortunate. Now, I'm quite extroverted, so I like getting energy off people. But you might be introverted, you might be quieter. And as a result, it affects the way you socialize with people. But we all need someone. We all have different styles. We all have different ways we approach life. But if we're isolated all the time, we're not going to feel good. So think about who's good in your life, who makes you feel good, and think about how you can get more of them in your life. I've got lots of different friends, but I know the ones, the some I always like to help. I know who I go to for different situations. So I've got some people I can give advice to about nutrition and they can give advice to me. I know some people are really into personal development, which is more and more friends that I was blessed to meet throughout 2020, online and offline. But I know who to surround myself with, and that impacts you significantly. There's always opportunities to meet new people and talk to new people. So especially on the online community, you don't need to be the soul of the party. But if you're isolated on your own, you're not going to feel as happy. The best energy we can get is off other people. And when we get off good people, I mean, there's nothing like being surrounded by great people. When you're surrounded by great people, it has an impact on you. On the other side, if you're surrounded by negative people all the time, that's one of the worst things that can happen, that you're affected by their negativity. So start looking at your social life as well to help you feel happier. So that's what I've got for you. A very brief one today. So how to be happy. I didn't want to make it overcomplicated. I wanted to make it as simple as possible. Look after your mind. Look at things that make you feel good. Look at things that make you feel bad, and reduce the things, of course, that make you feel bad as much as possible. Likewise with your body. Look at the things that make you feel good and reduce things that don't make you feel so good. You can have treats, of course you can, but just be cautious. Just be cautious and try and eat healthy as much as possible. Then look at your social life. Who makes you feel good? Who do you want to surround yourself with? Are there some new groups you want to make friends with? Just look at the people you're surrounding yourself with, because these are all things that are going to affect your happiness. So I always love to see people taking control of their self-esteem and confidence, and getting messages off you is a really, really fulfilling thing. So if you've sent me a message, thank you so much. And I especially love seeing people upping their self-confidence and reducing negative self-talk. But also overthinking. I think we can often overthink situations and therefore we second guess ourselves, and that can impact on our self-esteem and confidence as well. But if you're someone who feels like you would just like a free resource, a free bonus, some tips on upping your self-confidence and reducing negative self-talk, then check out the description below, where I have got some articles on both increasing your self-confidence, reducing your self-talk, but also managing your overthinking. So check that out in the description below. Thank you so much for listening today. If you have appreciated this, please share this with friends and family and give this a rating, just so we can reach more people together and get the message across, helping people become happier, but also build their self-esteem and confidence. I appreciate you, and make that decision to take control of your self-esteem and confidence.